Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. If you want to play, call right now. 206-803-ROCK.
We have breaking news. This is a beat Migs first. Both the caller and the backup somehow got disconnected.
So you can call right now if you would like to play. The number is 206-803-ROCK if you believe that you can beat Migs.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I can't believe it.
That's never happened before.
Does somebody have something better to do right now?
Well, the weather is nice. People are outside enjoying the sun. You can't be bogged down by playing stupid trivia games.
Right? And especially if you were listening yesterday to the cheat sheet at 5:40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave out three of the correct answers to this next game, Steve.
So here's somebody's chance. They're going to be able to just join us blindly if they just call 206-803-ROCK, which also makes it difficult because we're on a slight delay. So by the time we actually start there we go.
Look at this.
Okay, pick a number from...
Let's go. Caller two, Danny.
Caller two. Okay. Fan number two.
Hello, who is this and where are you from?
This is Danny. I'm from Beacon Hill.
Danny, all right, from Danny. Beacon Hill?
Let's go.
Danny from Beacon Hill is ready, so that means you got to get out of here, Steve.
Ask him about the cheat sheet.
Hey, Danny, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
Nope.
Good. All right.
That's why I like Danny.
All right.
He's my favorite Danny.
Wow.
Okay, Danny, here we go. What Arctic sea whale has one long horn on its head?
Narwhal.
Yes. What does breaking the sound barrier cause?
It's called a,
You can skip it.
Skip.
What decade did the first MLB All-Star game take place?
This was in 1930.
Yes. Paper was first introduced by what Asian country?
China.
Correct. What was Bob Marley's backing band called?
The Wailers.
That's right. How many main blood types are there?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Two.
No. What cheese's name means recooked in Italian?
Ricotta.
Yes. Until 2008, what color was the center square on a Scrabble board?
Green.
No.
Red.
No.
Purple.
No. Which U.S. state produces the most peaches?
Georgia.
No.
Alabama.
No.
Mississippi.
No. How many seasons of Flavor of Love aired on VH1?
Five.
No. But you know what, Danny? You still did pretty well, all things considered. You got five correct.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we'll take it. Thanks for being available.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, welcome back to the studio, but are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yes! What Arctic sea whale has one long horn on its head?
A rhinoceros.
No.
No. A narwhal.
Yes. What does breaking the sound barrier cause?
Sonic boom.
Correct. What decade did the first MLB All-Star game take place?
Oh, crap. I'm going to go 40s.
No.
50s?
No.
60s.
No. Paper was first introduced by what Asian country?
China.
Yes. What was Bob Marley's backing band called?
The Wailers.
Correct. How many main blood types are there?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Six.
No. What cheese's name means recooked in Italian?
Ricotta?
Yes. Until 2008, what color was the center square on a Scrabble board?
I don't know. Last time I even looked at a Scrabble board. Blue?
No.
Pink?
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most peaches?
Georgia.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Washington?
No.
Oh. Oregon?
No. How many seasons of Flavor of Love aired on VH1?
Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
Seven.
No. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win. 6-5. Man. Sorry, Danny.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, I just had my son born 3 days ago. I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Gretchen. She's at home right now listening. So.
Yeah, Gretchen!
Congratulations. What's the name of your kid?
Danny, the third.
Danny the third. Shout-out to Danny the third.
Rockaholic in the making.
The Daily Mix Show.
While we visited the Woodland Park Zoo yesterday, let's just say we experienced a little birds and bees moment right in front of our faces.
Epic.
And it ended up being the talk of the zoo. So what happened and which animals were involved? We're going to tell you after Stone Temple Pilots.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.